morning. So let's come to our mats. Take a seat. Give yourself a moment to settle in. Just close your eyes. Enjoy your breath. And then let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Excuse me. As we come back to center, let's bring our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, let the prayer at your heart begin to rise up. As it does, let the inner fingers open up. And then exhaling, let that prayer come back to your heart again. Inhaling again, it rises, it opens, resembling a flower emerging from a tight bud. Exhaling, the prayer returns to the heart. Inhaling, again, it rises and opens like a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. Let this keep moving. Let it represent you emerging from a stiff body, from long-held tension, from sometimes overwhelming stress. Emerging into a feeling of freedom. Let that rise once more. And with the next exhale, return to your heart again. Now inhale, sweeping arms up into the sky. And exhaling, let's fold to a forward bend. We lay our hands down on the mat. We step our feet back. Let's come to downward facing dog. Enjoy a moment to stretch. You're welcome to come high on the toes and take a walking motion with your feet to stretch the legs a little more. Stretch in whatever way feels good. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet, where we'll fold into a forward bend. In this pose, in every pose, listen to your body and find the way into the pose that makes sense for you. Interpret each pose into the language of your own body. Now the hands walk forward again. We return to downward facing dog. And from this downward facing dog, let's lay our knees down onto the mat. We'll sit our hips onto our heels. Let's walk our hands over to the right side of our mat. With an inhale, let the left arm sweep up and open in a side bend. And then exhale, come down and reach around to the other side, where the right hand opens in a side bend. Or the right arm, I should say. Keep going. Sweeping from one side to the other. And then when both sides feel happy and open, take your hands to the center. Walk your hands forward, reach your hips back. Create a comfortable child's pose, a place that you want to return to and that you're welcome to return to anytime you want. Now again, let's curl our toes into the floor, reaching hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward now. Lay the left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come back down to the mat. We step the right foot back, sitting down onto our heels. Inhale, rise up. Let hands reach up to a prayer. And exhale, come down, reaching the arms forward. Shoulders come up over the wrists. Kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, loop the shoulders back, reach the heart forward. Cobra. And exhaling, hips into the heels, child's pose. Let's repeat that part. Inhale, kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower.
And inhaling,
cobra.
With an exhale, back again to child's pose, where we'll turn the toes into the floor and the hips to the sky. Come back to downward facing dog. This time, step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. With an exhale, hands return to the mat as we step back. Sit down onto the heels. And inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, come down again, arms reaching forward, shoulders following, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And with an exhale, child's pose. Do that bit of the flow a few more times. Emerging from a stiff body. Emerging from long-held tension. Emerging from the sometimes overwhelming stress of our busy lives. If your mind gets caught up in that stress, focus on your breath. Speak silently, inhale, exhale as you breathe. Take this flow one final time until it lays you down once again into child's pose. Once we've all met here in child's pose, then we'll move on together. With the toes turning to the floor, our hips reach to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward. Let the hands meet together in a prayer at the earth. And as you inhale, let that rise up your body. And from the heart, it opens up. Again, like a flower opening from a tight bud. Now dive all the way down with an exhale. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward. Hands come together as a prayer that rises up the body. Like a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. Dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, fold forward. And one more time, the prayer rises up the body. This time representing you, emerging. This time let your arms open as your body creates a Y. And you say yes. I'm ready to emerge from a stiff body. From long-held stress. Or long-held tension and overwhelming stress. Bring hands to the heart. Now step to the very front of the mat. Let's take a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up and into the sky. Exhale, sink the hips down and back, chair pose. And then inhale, rise again. Emerge into a little back bend if you like. And exhale, diving down. As we inhale, we come halfway up and lengthen. Exhaling, lay hands to the mat. Let's step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms circle to the sky. And exhaling, they flow back down to the mat. And we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. The right leg reaches into the sky. And we step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or your kneeling lunge. Interpret to the language your body speaks. Exhaling, the hands come down. The back foot steps up to join the front. Inhaling, let's rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up again. Add the curve of a back bend if it's the way your body speaks. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway up. And exhaling, our hands reach for the mat, we step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, bring hands back to earth, step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Take the exhale back to downward facing dog, and now the left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands reach down to meet the earth. We step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhaling, let's rise. Exhale, chair. And inhaling once again to the sky with a little back bend added if you like. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. And exhale, lay hands onto the mat, walk the feet back. Come to downward facing dog. Take a moment here to breathe, to feel. And now that our body's a little warmer, a little looser, we're ready to step into our standing flows. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. And exhaling, let's sink the hips down in back chair pose. Bring hands to the heart in this chair pose. Take a moment to feel so grounded, so centered, so powerful here. And then as we rise up from the heart, emerging, the fingers open. And then we catch the breeze as we emerge, our arms flowing in freedom. Dive all the way down. Inhale, rise up halfway, lengthen. And exhaling, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. As you step into these standing poses, step into them as you see plants and flowers in your garden. First creating the root system that holds you strong and then pulling energy up from the roots as your body rises up like a stem. And then as you emerge from bud to bloom, let your heart open wide. Now take hands down to the mat. One hand on each side of the right foot. Keep the left hand here and let's circle the right arm as we reach it straight ahead. And then up into the sky, opening into a twist. Sorry, this is the left hand, my bad. And then all the way around with the left hand back down to the mat. Take hands onto the mat, send the left leg up into the sky behind you. Now bring the left knee in and hug the knee and foot into your body as you bring shoulders over the wrists. Plank or kneeling plank. And then left leg back to the sky. And as the left leg reaches to the sky, walk your hands back to the right foot. Standing splits. So at the back of the mat here, head hanging low, foot reaching high. Keeping the left leg high, let's walk our hands forward again. We're back to downward facing dog and we'll flow through the vinyasa. You're welcome to keep your foot in the sky if you like or to bring it back to earth. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Take that left leg still in the sky. And let's step the left foot forward. Back foot lays flat, reaching up, warrior one. Pull energy up from your strong roots. I know many of you enjoy gardening, working in the yard, and perhaps you've seen things emerge, the birth of nature. Flowers emerging from buds, butterflies emerging from a chrysalis. Let yourself awaken, emerge. Now drawing hands into the heart, let's straighten the front leg. We'll step into pyramid pose next. If you like to narrow your stance, you can step the back foot in a little first. Take hands to the hips, or if you like, some way behind your back. Turn the hips forward, and through deeply rooted feet, let's explore flexibility here. Remember, you're interpreting this to the language that your body speaks. So I'd like to tell you a story, a parable really, of a man who also liked to garden. Spent hours and hours tending to his plants and flowers, noticing nature emerge all around him every day. Take hands down to the mat. Now step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bringing hands to the heart, sink down into chair. Center, grounded, powerfully strong. Now rising up like those buds emerging into flowers, let the hands open. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come up halfway, lengthen. Exhale, hands come to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So one day when this man was out in his garden tending to his flowers and plants, he noticed a chrysalis, a cocoon, hanging tightly on a branch. Every day he came out and he checked that little cocoon, keeping a close eye on any developments. Bring hands down to the mat now. One hand on each side of the right foot. This time we'll get the feet right and the hands right. Let's take the right arm, reach it forward. And circling it up and around into the sky, we open into the twist. See this twist opening up your stiff body, helping you emerge from those long-held tensions. The hand comes all the way around again, back down to the mat, and we'll send the right leg into the sky behind us. Bring the right knee in, come forward, shoulders over the wrist, pulling knee and foot close to the body. Feeling the strength and energy of every part of our body here. Right leg back to the sky, walk hands back to the left foot, standing splits. Keeping the right leg in the air, walk hands forward again. Back to downward facing dog. As we flow through the vinyasa, choose whether you want your leg up or down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog, bringing that right leg back again to the sky. Step the right foot forward. The back foot flats, we reach up, warrior one. So one day when the man went out to the garden, checked in with that little cocoon, it was moving, gently swaying side to side. Something was happening. So all through that day, as he worked in the yard, he continued to check in. Now hands fold into the heart, we straighten the front leg. Again, stepping into pyramid pose, you're welcome to step in first. Hands to the hips or behind your back. Feel the rooting of your feet. Tip the pelvis forward. Slowly explore the lengthening of pyramid pose. Each of our bodies will interpret this in a different way. Find the way your body interprets it. Where does this help you emerge? And then hands fold gently to the ground. The back foot steps up to meet the front foot. And inhaling, we rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands to the heart, sink down into chair. Grounded and centered. And then rising up, fingers open. And this time again, we catch the breeze and we flow like freedom. Arms sway. Diving down with an exhale. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, and hands come to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So as he watched the movement of this little cocoon in his yard, eventually just the tiniest of little holes appeared at the top. The creature inside chewing through the cocoon. Bring hands to a prayer. Let's twist again by taking the right elbow across the left thigh, turning this twist around to the left. There's lots of things you can do in this twist, lots of variations. Let it speak your body's language. Find in this twist the place that feels good, that helps you emerge from those long-held tensions in your body. Now unwind in the twist. Hands come to the mat. We'll lay the back knee down. Take the amount of stretch here that feels good for you as well. Hands behind the back. Fingers joined together. Roll the shoulders back. Let the heart reach up and open. So as the man watched, the hole was still very tiny. The cocoon began to shake more and more as that little creature inside tried to come out through that tiny little hole, until it really swayed all over, side to side, forward and back. Release the hands, reach to the sky, circle your arms around and around. Emerge from tight shoulders. And then when hands reach to the sky, let them interlace, let the fingers interlace, and a steeple point up to the sky. If it is the language of your body, you can add a backbend here. And then hands come down to the mat. Curl the back toes under, send the left leg to the sky behind you. And then bring the left knee under your body as you shift forward, plank or kneeling plank, hugging foot and knee in, engaging the strength of every part of you. Left leg to the sky, walk your hands back to the right foot, standing splits. And then walk hands forward again. Leg up or down, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog, left leg is in the sky. And take a big wide step forward with the left foot. Lay the back foot flat as we open to warrior two. Find the rooting of your feet, pull the energy up and emerge. So as the man watched, for just the longest time, that little creature struggled and struggled and struggled, but made no progress. And the man felt so sorry for its struggle. Bend the right arm, lay it across the right leg, side angle pose. Sorry, left arm across left leg, right fingers to the sky. Let your body open, feel yourself emerging. Again, so many variations. Choose what feels good for you, what allows you to open. And taking a circle with the right hand, reach back to the back of your mat. Brush against your back leg. Point to the earth. And then as the right hand reaches straight ahead, straighten the left leg. And the right arm continues the circle, opening us into triangle pose. Be deeply rooted here as you open fully in triangle pose. So the man felt so sorry for this little creature that finally he got up and went into his house and got the tiniest little pair of scissors. Went back to that cocoon and as carefully as he possibly could, made a couple of little snips to let that hole grow larger. Push into the feet now, let the left hand meet the right hand overhead. And as you bring the hands to a prayer at your heart, turn feet around to the long side of your mat. We take a standing back bend here, so create the roots you need. Hands around to the low back, make fists. Rise up here, roll the shoulders back, and slowly curve into your back bend. Let your body speak. The back bend slowly rises up. The hands shift to the hips before the back bend into a forward bend. Hands drop to the earth, the head hangs down, the back stretches, releases. Walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Adjust the feet, take a couple of steps, bring the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, chair pose. And then the prayer reaches up, it opens up, and we blow in the breeze, feel freedom. With an exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, come up halfway. And exhale, take hands to the mat, step the left foot, the right foot back. No, left foot back. Lunge your kneeling lunge. Sorry, I'm having trouble right and left today. So as that man snipped a little extra to make that hole bigger, the creature inside did finally emerge with ease. Slowly it crept out of the hole and onto the branch. Its body swollen, its wings limp. And the man waited to see it become a beautiful butterfly. Take hands to the heart, let's add the twist. Taking the left elbow across the right thigh, the twist turns to the right. Let it lengthen through your body. Emerge from the tightness and stiffness. Take the variation that speaks the language of your body. The twist unwinds, hands come to the mat, we lay the back knee down, taking however deep a stretch feels good. Hands behind the back, fingers joined together. As the hands reach back, the heart reaches forward. So the man watched and waited. But nothing happened. The little creature moved a little bit from here to there on the branch. But its body, its wings, didn't change. Release the hands, circle the arms around and around. And then reach into the sky, create a steeple in your fingers. Let it point skyward or arch into the back bend. And then hands come down to the mat. Turn the back toes under, send the right leg to the sky behind you. And then bring the knee in and come forward one last time, hovering here in strength, engaging the entire body. Right leg back to the sky. Walk hands back to the left foot, the standing splits. And then hands walk forward again. And again, in this vinyasa, you can keep the leg raised or lower it down. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog, right leg reaching to the sky. Take a great big step forward with the right foot. Lay the back foot flat to the mat. Let's reach open warrior two. Create the energy from the roots up through the limbs. What the man didn't know is that it is exactly the struggle to force that swollen body through that tiny, tiny hole that would have forced the fluid from the body into the wings to give them the energy to open so that he could fly. Take the right arm, bend it, and lay it across the right thigh. Left fingers to the sky. Side angle pose, your side angle pose. Find where it feels beautiful to you, where you feel you're emerging. Sometimes it's only through struggle that we learn lessons. If everything came to us with ease, what lessons would there be to learn? It's the struggles and the obstacles that allow us to learn the lessons to give our own wings energy so that we can fly. Take the left arm, circle it around toward the back, down along your back leg. Point to the floor, and then as you reach forward, straighten the right leg. Left arm continues into the sky with the opening of triangle pose. Appreciate appreciate the times you forced your swollen body through a little hole. And you've given your wings the energy they need so that you can fly. Appreciate the lessons learned through struggle and hardship. Push into the ground, let the right hand meet the left overhead. Turn feet around to the long side of the mat as you draw hands to a prayer at your heart. Find the foundation for your back bend, then shift hands around to the low back. Rise up from roots to crown, roll the shoulders back. Find your back bend. Let your body speak in its own language of opening, of freedom, of lessons learned, of appreciation. Slowly we rise, we take hands to the hips, we pour the back bend into a forward bend. Hands fall to the ground. The back flows down like a waterfall cascading toward the earth. And then we'll walk hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet around, take a couple of hops, step the back foot up to meet the front. Last time, inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart, chair pose. And from this tightly held butt, rising up, the fingers open. And we flow with freedom. Arms waving in the breeze. With wings to fly. Dive all the way down. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, lay hands to the mat. This time walk or jump your feet back. Let's take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Let knees come to the mat. Lay hips into your heels. Return to that resting place of child's pose. Lay yourself down. Feel your body emerging from stiffness, from long-held tensions. Let your mind focus on your breath as we move farther and farther away from overwhelming stress. Turn your eyes and face to look at the front of your mat. Lay hands down, turn toes into the floor, reaching hips to the sky, downward facing dog. This time we walk our feet up to meet our hands. Slowly rising all the way up and exhaling as hands come to the heart. So we step next into a play with balance, really a play with focus. Step onto your right foot. Let's begin with tree pose. So again, we start with a root system to hold us strong. We'll take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh. Hands meet at the heart, and perhaps they grow into become branches. But let your body interpret this in your own way. No two trees are the same. Play with balance, play with focusing deeply. As you play with that, as you take a risk, you're always welcome to step down and start again whenever you need to. Now from this tree pose, point straight to the sky with fingertips. Let's fly now into warrior three. Send the left leg behind you. Let yourself soar over the ground. Feel free to use your arms in any way you find helpful. Feel free to fly at your own altitude. Now let's point fingertips back behind us. And slowly we come forward with the left knee, with the arms. They continue, they reach up into the sky.
And let's let our arms now open into a Y for yes. And then step down, bring hands to the heart. Give a thank you stretch to the right leg. And let's try that balance now on the left leg. A play with balance, a play with focus. When the roots are strong, take the right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands are at the heart, or they reach upward. Let your mind focus on your breath. Perhaps a stationary spot. Let the focus grow deeper and deeper because within it is balance. Fingers point to the sky and we fly. Warrior three, the right leg reaching back. Reach back and slowly begin to come forward. The right knee coming forward, the arms reaching to the sky, and then opening up into a Y for yes. And then stepping down, hands come to the heart. Thank you to the left leg. And with an inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, come cascading down. Hands come to the mat, walk the feet back. Lay the knees down, hips slip into the heels. A return to child's pose. This time, if you'd enjoy a side bend with your child's pose, walk your hands way over to the right. And then hands come back to center. And around to the left. And once again, hands come to center. Let all 10 fingers press into the mat. Turn toes into the floor, reach hips to the sky. Come to your downward facing dog, and we're ready to step into pigeon pose. Beautiful hip opening. If you prefer the pigeon variation where you lay on your back, please feel free to take that one. Let's step our right leg forward, and as we bend the knee, the foot drops in behind the left hand, the knee behind the right. We lay the left leg down, maybe scooting it a little deeper as you find a good place here to open. You can come here with a lifted heart or slowly lowering down. Let it speak your body's language. With each breath, let go of stiffness and tightness in your body. Let go of long-held tension. And let the focus of your mind on the moment begin to eliminate stress, worries, doubts, and fears. Back now up onto your hands. Let your body slip over onto the right hip as you swing the left leg around to the front until it meets with your right foot. Turn to the left leg and inhale, reaching arms to the sky. Reach your body upward and then exhale, tip the pelvis toward the right leg as you fold into a left leg as you fold into a forward bend. Close your eyes, be one with this moment. Slowly emerging from tightness, stiffness, soreness, and pain. Now let the left hand remain with the left leg. Reach the right hand behind your back.
And then as you point the right fingers into the sky, look up to the fingertips. Now keep this gaze looking upward as you take a beautiful side bend over toward the left foot. Not worrying about coming anywhere close to it, but looking for the stretch of your right side body. Emerging from a tight bud, from the tiny hole of a chrysalis. Now bring the left fingertips back, right fingertips back to the sky. Set the right hand on the floor behind the right hip. As we step onto the right knee and shin, we'll take the left arm up and over the body as we lift our hips up into the sky. And then we come down again. Take both hands out onto the front of the mat, swing the left foot back, step the right foot back, and we've returned to downward facing dog. So we'll do the same thing now for the other side. So we step the left foot leg forward with a bend in the knee, the foot comes behind the right hand, the knee behind the left. The right leg lays down, we stretch into the place that feels good. You can lift the heart, you can lay it slowly down. But let your mind focus on your breath. Let your eyes close so you feel this pose from the inside. The look of the pose is not relevant. The feel of it is. Keep drawing your mind back to this moment. Back onto your hands again. Slip over onto your left hip. Swing the right leg around until it meets with your left foot. Turn your body toward the right leg. Inhale, lifting into your breath. And then with an exhale, turn the pelvis forward and fold out over the right leg. Close your eyes. Interpret this to the language that your own body speaks. Come to the place in this pose where your body speaks of opening, of letting go, of emerging. Let the right hand remain with the right leg. Take the left hand behind your back and then point fingertips to the sky, gazing upwards. Keep that gaze as you reach over into the side bend. And then the left hand back to the sky and back to the floor behind your left hip. Stepping onto the left knee and shin, lift your body up, arching the right arm back behind you. And come back down. Hands come onto the mat in front of you. Swing the right foot back. Step the left foot back. Come to downward facing dog. Walk your hands back to your feet. Let the prayer rise up your body. Let the fingers open one more time. Catch the breeze. Enjoy the freedom. Spread your wings. Let them fly. And then dive all the way down. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Walk your hands forward again. Return to one last downward facing dog. And then let knees come to the mat. Crisscross the ankles. Come right over the top of your feet. Bring the feet out in front of you and lay yourself down onto the floor. Come right down onto your back. As you find your way down, give your knees a little hug. Cradle yourself, rocking side to side as you find a comfortable center. And then take your knees directly above your hips. Spread arms wide onto the floor. Elevate your shins until they come parallel to the ground.
Now find a strength of center here and use that deep belly strength to lower your knees halfway to the right. And then feel how a pull of deep belly strength brings the legs back to center. And then halfway to the left. Now as you explore this, if you're feeling stronger, you can do the same thing with straight legs if you prefer. We take time to deepen our connection to center, to deepen the strength that supports our back and keeps us standing tall and strong. One more time to each side. Once you've come back to center, give your knees a hug, let your head rock side to side a little. And we've come to the place where we're ready to step into inversions. So feel free to choose a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever fits the language of your body today. If you're choosing a shoulder stand, be very careful as the hips and legs reach up into the sky and you hold yourself steady with the support of your hands. If you're choosing the bridge pose, both feet press into the ground and the bridge lifts. Come here and focus on your breath. Be in this moment. Slow, gentle, easy. Bring your inversion back to the ground. When you've carefully released your entire body onto the floor, hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. And coming to center, let's follow those inversions with fish pose. Feet touch down on the floor. We lift the hips up to slide the hands underneath them. And then the legs will straighten. And we'll sit up onto the hands, tucking elbows and forearms deep underneath the back. As the head falls back, feel the neck open. As the shoulders roll back, feel the heart open. Feel yourself emerging. A flower from a tight bud. A butterfly through the small hole of the chrysalis. And then lift the head and slowly lay yourself back down onto the ground once again. Hands slip out from under the hips. They reach behind our head to the floor. Let's take one final twist. After you've stretched nice and long, reach down to take the right leg and cradle it in your arms. And then cross it over your body to the left. Let your head turn to the right. Consciously relax any holdings in your body so that everything about this twist is about receptivity. There's no fight, there's no struggle. For now, we just relax and receive. Release the left hand, let it fall to the floor, unwind your twist. Return your body to a comfortable center and then stretch the legs and reach the arms. A longer body gives more space for the twist to open your body up. Reach down, take the left leg this time, cross it over to the right, head turning to the left. Close your eyes. Let this twist wrap around your body with healing. Drop in the right hand. Once again, the twist unravels. Lays us onto the mat. Find your center again. This time, if you feel at all chilly and want to stay warm, get something to lay over yourself as you lay down now for this final relaxation. Lay your body softly to the floor. Close your eyes and slip into stillness. In this stillness, appreciate lessons born of challenge. Appreciate learnings from struggles and obstacles. If everything were given to us easily, without any effort at all, what would we learn? I asked for strength, and I received difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and I received problems to solve. I asked for prosperity, and I received brain and brawn to work. I asked for courage, and I received obstacles to overcome. I asked for love, and I received troubled people to help. I asked for favors, and I received opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, but everything I needed. Sometimes struggles are exactly what we need, because only then can we fly. Appreciate lessons learned from struggle. Wisdom learned from obstacles and challenges. Begin bringing closure now to your practice today. Take the time you need to create your own meaningful closure. When you've had that time for closure, roll gently onto your right side. Rest there in the peaceful afterglow of your practice. And then slowly, gently, come back to the very place where we began. Come back here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. And to close as we began, we drop our head down, let it roll side to side. And once again at center, our arms rise on a wave of breath until they meet in a prayer above us. That prayer comes to our forehead for appreciation in our thoughts today, and to our lips for appreciation in our words, and to our heart for appreciation in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.